Hey guys, welcome to the 5-Minute Fatherhood Podcast. I'm your co-host, Jeff Bethke, along with my friend and mentor, Jeremy Pryor. Join us Monday through Friday as we chat about quick tips, skills, and ways to help equip you on your journey as a father to build your multi-generational family team on mission. Stay tuned. What's up, guys? Back again for another day of 5-Minute Fatherhood. Thank you for listening or watching wherever you're at on your drive to work, in the house, hanging out, wherever and whenever you are engaging with the content. We appreciate that. Today's episode is a fun and a special one. We're going to talk about Elon Musk. Now, me and Jeremy's going to read something here in a second. Me and Jeremy both kind of love the more entrepreneurial, innovative kind of type thinkers, the people that are changing the world. But we also, I think we both have an eye or an ear to comments they make in the news, some other things they do about how they organize their family and things they make and what that might look like and how they kind of balance it all per se, or the myth of balancing it all, what that is. And I think Elon Musk has certainly gone on record in some interesting interviews talking about family, his kids, how he does that, work rhythms, etc. And I think it's a really fun conversation to have of just looking at kind of people like that as kind of microcosms of a lot of other people and asking big questions. So, Jeremy, what would you say to Elon Musk with kind of some of those things that you'll read in a sec?
Yeah. So he's one of the most famous fathers. He's got five kids, five boys. And in a interview, and by the way, if any of you guys don't know who Elon Musk is, obviously most of us know, but he founded and is the CEO of Tesla and of SpaceX. He splits his time between those two. He's famous for working 100 plus hour weeks, but he has five boys that he's raising. And I think it was an interview in South by Southwest down in Austin. He was asked about his children and says, to that question, he says, "Kids are awesome. And everybody in the audience should have kids." Musk then said, however, that he doesn't see his kids much, adding, "I do email while I'm with my children. I keep a nanny around so they don't kill each other." He also made the absurd claim that his kids are at an age where they do not require his undivided attention. According to Musk, this is the author of the article, if he didn't multitask in this way with the help of a nanny, he wouldn't be able to get his job done. And so, you know, when you think about like, so if we had Elon Musk, we were talking to him about fatherhood, you know, I think what people probably would think would be obvious, we would say, is that you need to spend more time with your kids. And I don't doubt that that's true. I don't know that that gets to the heart of the issue, because Elon Musk is really doing a lot of things in his work life. I know that there's a lot of things that are imbalanced there. But one of the things I guess I would say to him, there's two main things that occurred to me when I've been thinking about him as a father. One is, have you considered integrating your boys more into your work? And this is one of the areas where I know Jeff and I have pushed on in different conversations, and that is, man, it's so cool to own companies. Could you imagine if Elon would take his five boys and gave, you know, one came to work with him on Monday, one on Tuesday, one on Wednesday, one on Thursday, one on Friday, what it would be like to get to be with their dad? And that's really the native place these boys could be, that he could spend some of that margin time around the edges with his son, get to really pour into them. So is there creative ways you can integrate your kids into your work? Let them experience that. And the second thing, and that this really kind of goes along with that, is if you're really an entrepreneur like Elon Musk, have you ever thought about your family as a startup? And I really think that if dads thought about their families, and this is actually, I think, a lot more close to the way that Abraham thought of his family. When he was building his businesses, he wasn't primarily thinking about building his businesses as a business owner. He primarily was thinking, I'm a father and I need to shape a world that I want my children to live in. I need to provide for my family. I need to protect my family. And so all of his business interests were really underneath the umbrella of his fatherhood. And so if you thought about your family that way, and you know, obviously, Elon thinks about the future all the time. He thinks about becoming a multi-planet species and how we're going to save the Earth from all of the fossil fuel burning. These are really the things that are behind Tesla and SpaceX. But what better way to pierce and change the future than to also do a great job of being a startup entrepreneur with the Musk family and pouring a lot of vision into these boys? And so those are a couple of thoughts that I would have if I ever had a chance to sit down, grab coffee with Elon, besides saying, wow, I am very impressed with what he's built. I wouldn't want to you know, be criticizing somebody who has done such an incredible job of trying to hold those two companies together, two of the most difficult industries that there are. But how does this work, and how does this balance with being a dad? That's a huge challenge. But yeah, Jeff, how do you think about that?
Totally. And I agree. And it's, what's interesting is I actually think he's an anomaly in that he has five children, which is a very large family, especially among his peers, extremely large. That's like a family of 20, you know, among his peers in Silicon Valley tech executives. That's mostly a no children, you know, group. So I think he's an anomaly already, and you can clearly tell he loves his boys, loves his family. And it's important to him, but I think we got to be careful to never fall trap to, I want to change the world, and so that's going to happen with only business and work. And that then family always then becomes a burden or a tension to that mission. And it's clear with even some of these quotes that is the burden and the tension he struggles with, that he wants to change the world for other people. He doesn't want to change the world through his family. Again, guys, we don't need to say this 100 times over, but sadly we do because of the comments we sometimes get. We don't mean that the family hangs out for every minute, every day, all the time. What we do mean is that we think it's one of the primary vehicles that should be integrated in some level in your capacity, in your context, for the way you can do it as a business owner or as an employee or as a staff member or as someone who travels, to integrate the family's giftings and talents on mission for God. And I think, that's what I would end with, is I think, to Elon, that's all I would say is, man, you can actually probably, multiplication is better than addition. And I think a lot of times the business work is addition, but you can actually get to a lot bigger number by multiplying things, not just adding things. And that's through family, that's through lineage, that's through legacy, that's through last names. And I think that's really the thing I would probably say to him for that. Hey guys, we want to personally invite you to our 5-Minute Fatherhood Facebook group. Even if you don't use Facebook, consider jumping into this group because we're creating a community of dads who are learning to coach their family teams on mission. We help answer questions you have about fatherhood, we celebrate wins, we interact with you through exclusive live Q&A sessions, and more. Just go to Facebook and search for 5-Minute Fatherhood, all spelled out, no numbers, and request to join.